The Archdiocese of Gaza's Greek Orthodox Church. It has become a place of refuge for 800 Muslims who fled their homes during the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Hayat al-Bahteti left her house in El Shajaya with 23 family members during the first week of fighting.
The rockets were coming down like heavy rain. We ran out into the street. We did not know where to go. We were just running.
Mohammed Khalaf has been here with 30 family members for 3 weeks.
We went to UN schools. We found all the schools were full. Then we came to the church, and the father of the church welcomed us and opened the church for us.
Heads of families registered for aid they know they will need for weeks to come. In addition to those living here, the church is helping 1,600 others living on the streets outside. They go to the mosque next door only to pray. They fear that it could be bombed like dozens of others. Staying in the church does not bother Khalaf.
The Christian, the Muslim, are almost one religion. We are one people. There is no difference.
Most Gazans feel the same way, says Rania Al-Hilo, whose humanitarian group Anera is providing assistance to these people.
It's this brotherhood and this strong bond between Muslims and Christians has been throughout the years and throughout the history of Gaza.
This solidarity will be needed in coming months as all Gazans try to recover from the devastation of war. Scott Bob, VOA News, Gaza City.